But the narrator, I don't know what the prophet meant by 40. Is it 40 days, 40 months, or 40 years? Al-Mayyit, 40. Dajjal will spread corruption, disobedience to Allah on earth. Dajjal means Antichrist, isn't it? In this situation, Allah will send forth Prophet Isa, al-Islam. He'll pursue him and kill him. That time, whatever you have today cannot work. Your automobile will be rendered futile, verily unimportant, because the end of time is catching up with those alive. The devil will be killed. But before the emergence of the jar, his own representatives will emerge. Yes, the one-eyed theory is there. Because the hadith has said, and let me warn you, your Lord is not one eye, that this is one eye. It is taken. So some scholars translate the meaning of one eye that it means the materialistic Western society of today. The godless society, okay? The Euro-American society, if you like it. But we don't want to say there are Muslim Europe, there are Muslim Europe in America as well. But what governs the society is that? It's materialism. Rejection of Allah. Yes, that is the meaning of one eye. Some are saying it is figurative speech. You should have two eyes. One eye represents, the right eye represents what? The way you look at your final destination back to Allah. The left one is the one concerning this world. But the Dajjal, the right eye, is blocked. Symbolically, meaning what? He prefers only this world. So those people, you know, struggling to have this life to be possessed by them, are regarded to be the forerunners to the Dajjal. Like the Jewish nation, Allah refers to them, they want to maintain this life for 1,000 years. يود أحدهم في القرآن يود أحدهم لو يعمر ألف سنة وما هو بمدحضه من العذاب أن يعمر والله بصير بما يعملون. One of them would love to be to have his Allah elongated to be for 1,000 years, but that is not going to shield him out from dying. So the Dajjal is currently explained in this narration. My intention first was to read the Arabic text and then go and explain that. Let me just quickly go there. Before that, the Dajjal will come and Prophet Isa ibn Maryam alayhi salatu wa salam will kill him. After killing him, Ibn Mas'ud says he will pursue him and then he finishes with him, and then people will remain for 7 years in peace and tranquility. The Dajjal was killed. People were very, very peaceful. No killing, no zina, no evil khat. The life in this world will be normal before the final destruction of this material world. After this, the Prophet said, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah will send a call to you. A slowly breathing air, very cold, from the Syrian fire, sharp. It will go and take the lives of all the true believers, gently. It even says, even if a believer takes a cover in a cave, the air will go there and take its life, and then the worst heat will remain. It is with this, the day of reckoning will be established. It will be that you will see a man committing zina, a woman, by in the middle of the rock. It says the one with iman is the one telling them, please, it will look more gentle if you just go there and do it. That's the iman there. And you know what is happening today in the West? You go to London, go to Soho in London. You go to Manhattan, New York. You go to the Elysee in Paris. You see. You know the Sex Palace in Red Street in Amsterdam. You know what is happening? Recently, Belgian government legalized same-sex marriage. The name of civilization. In Stockholm, Sweden, 1969, the state sex fair, not sex fair, mark you, sex fair. Free for all, in the name of civilization, progress, understand this. These are preliminaries to the better, to the job. Preparing the ground for the utter destruction of the material life. And now you have your Hollywood, you have your Nollywood. And now, sinisterly, Kaliwood. That is the wood belonging to Kano. Maybe who knows, you are going to have Kadi Wood, Ubudillah. Now, Ubudillah, you listen to him. Hollywood is described by Mr. Jimmy Swaggart. If you are looking for the contemporary version of Sodom and Gomorrah today, you know Sodom and Gomorrah? Biblically, in the Bible, in the Old Testament, Bible, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, those the pages you read about Sodom and Gomorrah, the nation of Lot, he says the contemporary version of Sodom and Gomorrah is Hollywood in America. So the Dajjal will emerge and then things will come to an end. Let me skip over some points I have with me to just go. That's why I told you the lecture is likely to be relatively lengthy. We just go to the hadith that says, among the signs of the moral decadence that will befall this world is the Muslim Ummah do great in number, though multitudinal. Their number can be calculated, incalculable. But Allah Akbar, they have been described as Gufa, Kagufa is saying. Okay? This hadith is in Abu Dawud. Bukhari didn't translate this hadith. No Muslim. I have done my best even to go across the Sahih completely to find the hadith. I came across it in Sunan Abi Dawud. Abu Dawud was a disciple of Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal. His book Sunan is one of the reliable six collected hadith, Sittu Siha. Okay. In Abu Dawud, there is a chapter, there is the book, Kitab al-Mala'i, Bab al-Khamis, the book of Revelation, al-Mala'i. The fifth chapter. Then we have a chapter, Bab Tada'i al-Umam al-Islam. The chapter talking about the ganging up of other nations against the Muslim nation. That's how he gave the chapter. Chapter, the ganging up of other nations against the Ummah of Muhammad. Then he called hadith number 3740. And the hadith has been declared reliable by our scholarly scholar, Sheikh al-Albani, alayhi rahmatullah. Listen to the hadith. He says, حدثنا عبد الرحمن ابن إبراهيم الدمشقي حدثنا بشر ابن بكر حدثنا ابن جابر أبو عبد السلام عن ثوبان قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يوشك الأمم أن تداء عليكم كما تداء الأكلة إلى قطعتها إلى قطعتها. فقال قائل أو من قلة نحن يومئذ يا رسول الله أو من قلة نحن يومئذ يا رسول الله قال بل أنتم يومئذ كثير 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 ولكنكم غثاء كَذِبَ إِذْسَيْهِ. Why? Then he says, وَلَيَنْزِعَنَّ اللَّهُ مِنْ صُدُورِ عَدُوِّكُمُ الْمَهَابَةَ مِنْكُمْ وَلَيَقْذِفَنَّ اللَّهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمُ الْوَهَنِ. فقال قائل, يا رسول الله, وما الوهن؟ قال, حب الدنيا وكراهية الموت. This hadith is the one that I can say is the bedrock, is the main topic of discussion. But you cannot talk in isolation of the potent that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because it's one of them. So the hadith is very clear. Translation. The Prophet says, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so umam will gang against you. There will be scrambling to have you possessed, completely brought under their own control, under their armpit. They are going to twist you. They are going to subjugate you. Okay? They are going to be economically nowhere, novice. Politically, economically, socially, any league in the English lexicon is going to bear negative consequences on you. Now, the Sahaba wa yasabah, ya Rasulullah, is it on account of our numerical inferiority? Are we going to be numerically inferior? In other words, is our number going to be so skeletal? He said, no, antum kathirun, you are going to be great, numerically superior. But you will be just like, now the issue comes, you are going to be like the floating foam. And then Sherman, I believe, has explained to you nicely, captivately, how that floating foam is. In a very, very captivating way. He did explain to you the meaning of that. This is a foam flowing in a river, a fast flowing river. Can it resist it? Can it? Just like a stick that has dried, and you throw it into a fast moving river. Can that dry stick, can it have any resilience? Can it resist the weight? That is how we can, subhanAllah, explained by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is what's going to be the loss of the Muslim Ummah during the end of time. But that is not without any reason. And it was happening to this. The cheapest blood today in the world is the blood of Muslims. If you go be it as a Muslim, you are backward. But a communist, a socialist, they applaud him. Oh, this is an intellectual beard. But you're only a progressive beard. And none belonging to the church with her long love is respected. But my sister with her hijab is looked down upon her. If a small child tries to memorize the Quran, he has wasted his time. But if he is able to know how to manipulate his body, you know, treating his body like one finger, you know, he is classed as somebody with future. He has creativity. And on and on and on. Muslims were killed in Bosnia Herzegovina. In one village in Bosnia, according to a Sheikh Muhammad Jamal Qutb in Egypt, in Al-Azhar, he said he was asked by Al-Azhar University to go on a fact-finding mission, what happened to the Muslims in Bosnia during the civil war, 1992-1995. What happened? In one village, Srebrenica, he saw the whole village annihilated, burnt to ashes. Nothing was left, only a mosque, and the villagers were in the mosque wailing, crying, if nobody can come to our assistance, we want the dead to come and meet us in Allah's house. Muhammad Qutb, the younger brother of Sayyid Qutb, in a lecture in Jeddah concerning what happened there, he said the Serbian militiamen and Croats went to the village they made a family. Okay? Man and his wife and their son. The son was interested by the mother. They caught him, they slaughtered the baby, they roasted him like soya. They forced the mother to eat the flesh of her son. And the father, they were crying, will he? No one could hear them. La ilaha illallah. They ate reluctantly, hesitantly, in anticipation of their lives being spared. They were dead wrong and they were killed later. Amnesty International was there. Security Council was there. All those human rights groups are there. However, there's anything. Because the blood being spilled is the blood of those who say La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. وَمَا لَقَمُوا مِنْهُمْ إِلَّا أَنْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَمِيدِ. But is it their fault? Ask yourself. When Allah is saying, وَلَمْ يَجْعَلَ اللَّهُ لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ سَبِيلًا, Allah will never ever give the unbelievers an upper hand on the believing people. But now, not only upper hand, but many upper hands. They have it now. Then you look for the missing link. So the answer is given in this riwayah of Abu Dawud. Matthew the hadith, I told you, is hadith number 3745 in Abu Dawud. It says, when they ask him, because we are going to be inferior numerically, he says, no, you are going to be superior numerically, but look, you are going to be Gufa. Kalufa is Sail. Sail means the flowing river. Gufa is the form. They are going to explain. Then he says, Allah will remove your honor from the health of your enemies. Your imposing personality, your charming personalities, your charismatic and appealing personalities are going to be removed from the heart of the unbelievers, your enemies. That is your disease number one. Because of what? Because you will be afflicted with al-wahan. They say, what is one? Yes, it's a witness. You will be divided. And then he explained it, he said, you will be the ones gunning for this world, hope the dunya. And you will be hateful of dying. You will not die because of Allah's way. For these two things, you will be made so cheapened by the enemies of Allah. Killing you, taking the base of your properties, and even if something happens, you can do nothing. I want to believe, and I want to submit to this August gathered up till today. I learned on good authority. Some of our Muslim sisters abducted in relation to them, I need to go back to your family. Some of them. What is the Muslim Ummah in Nigeria doing? You know what happened in relation to them last 2 years to that? Wallahi, a lot of Muslim women, some of them virgins, were abducted, committed zina with them. They became pregnant. One of them that escaped, alhamdulillah, was narrating, crying profusely. That we are compelled to eat from the pig meat. We are gang-raped, forced to drink alcohol. In these parts of the world where the Islamic jihad took place, even Muslims all over the place, chanting Allahu Akbar. Yes, look at the challenge without anything. You can see us going, giving our monies, contributing to football. Someone can charter a plane to go to France to support people. And Islam is in need of just one fraction of what you're giving there. Then tell me, how on earth are we not going to be like the floating foam? From the dunya, وَكَرَاهِيَةُ الْمَوْتِ. By the way, if you don't die defending Allah's way, you are going to die defending something else. If you don't die obeying Allah, you will definitely die obeying something else. If you are afraid of dying, قُلْ إِنَّ الْمَوْتَ الَّذِي تَفِرُّونَ مِنُهُ فَإِنَّهُ مُلَاقِيكُمْ ثُمَّ تُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ عَالِمِ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ. You are going to die. We are going to die. And we should know, وَمَا كَالَ النَّفْسٍ أَن تَمُوتَ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ كِتَابًا مُعَجَّلًا. No one can die except the time comes. حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا وَكَرَاهِيَةُ الْمَوْتِ. I want to tell you, Islam remains in Andalus, Spain, for more than 800 years. When the remnants of the Umayyad Khilafah ran away, Abdurrahman al-Dakhil, Fakhr al-Arab, went there. You know what? When he arrived in Andalusia, the non-Muslims brought him a beautiful woman. He looked at her. He said, Naam, إن هذه الفتاة من العين ومن القلب بمكان. Definitely nobody looks at her without being magnetized, without being drawn to her on the account of her beauty. But he said, but I am here for a mission to uplift the Ummah of Muhammad. If I say I want her, she is likely going to take my attention away, thereby inflicting injuries on my mission. And if I am concentrated on my mission, I am going to harm her, take her away. I don't have any kafana. They say, إِنَّ الْأَمِيرَ ذُو هِمَّةٍ. He said, himmah. They gave him alcohol. He said, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. أنا أحتاج إلى ما يزيد في أقلي لا إلى ما ينقص في أقلي. I need what is going to increase my mental ability, not what is going to impair it, to reduce it. Okay? But how are we faring today? Those who came later after him, they followed the wall. They were afraid to die. You know what happened? The Muslims were chased out of Andalus during Ferdinand and Isabella, Zakullah Khair. 100,000 Muslims were killed in a day. Wallah, 1.1 million Muslims, their blood was spilled. It reached such a humiliating crescendo that a woman would say, please, I am a Spanish woman, put your head on the ground and then she's like him. About 60-year-old grave of the Muslims were degraded and the bones removed and set them to water. So we don't even want the remnants of their bodies here. This is an area where you used to have Cordoba, Valencia or Valencia, Granada, Granada, which erudite Muslim scholars, Al-Qurtubi, Ibn Hazm, Abdul Walid al-Baqi, whereas now, that is why you need to read the Mertiyya of Abdul Baqa al-Randi. He says, لِمِثْلِ هَذَا يَذُوبُ الْقَلْبُ مِنْ كَمَدٍ إِنْ كَانَ فِي الْقَلْبِ إِسْلَامٌ وَإِيمَانٌ. It is for this kind of nasty experience, the heart melt away. But if there is Iman in the heart and in the belief. Brothers and sisters, this is the reason why the Muslim Ummah is going to be like the floating foam. But because the time is already up, I want to say we should not be pessimistic. On the contrary, we should be what? Optimistic. That Allah's assistance is definitely coming. There's so many conditions. I will run off with those conditions. I call them last lines. Number one, at-taqwa. Let's be God-fearing. Allah says, إِن تَتَّقُوا اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ فُرْقَانًا وَيُكَفِّرْ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ Wallahu bil fadl al azim. If you hear Allah, Allah will give you criteria. So at-taqwa, 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 at-taqwa. Alayka bi taqwa Allahi fi kulli lahzatin. Wa la tatrik at-taqwa itikalan ala nafam. Faqad rafa'a al-islam Salman Farisin wa qad wada'a ash-shirku ash-sharifa aba al-ahab. Fear Allah. With fear of Allah, Allah will uplift you. Abu Lahab, a prophet's brother, yet in hellfire because of lack of taqwa. And he says, Salman Farisin is not an Arab in the prophet because of taqwa. That's hope. So taqwa, taqwa, taqwa. Keeping the do's and don'ts of Allah. Anytime, any moment, any circumstances. Similarly, at-tajarrud lillah. Last line number two. At-tajarrud lillah. Break off for defending Allah's cause. Whatever it costs you, you have no problem. Wallahi billahi tallah. If you die in this way, you're okay. Otherwise, you will die. Very soon. That's the come. Last line number three, al-ikhlas. Al-ikhlas, al-ikhlas. Everything you do, remember Allah. Don't wait for anybody's praise. Don't be damned by anybody's castigation. Don't allow yourself to be stigmatized. Allah wants this, okay. Wear your hijab for the sake of Allah. Live your faith for the sake of Allah. Come to preaching for Allah's sake. Go to school because you want to be learned. Al-ikhlas, al-ikhlas. Purity of intention. Sincerity of purpose. Last line, number four. Mulazamatu sunnah. Constantly be a follower of sunnah. Because the sunnah is the only alternative to explain to you what the Quran is all about. Last line, number five. Mulazamatu al-jama'ah. Remain constantly with the majority. By this, with the truth. Even if you are one, you are on the right track, Quranically and Sunnatically, that is jama'ah there. Yes. But if the whole world is on what line, on the false, it's not the jama'ah there. So please, mulazamatu al-jama'ah. And then, last line number six. كثرت قراءة سورة الكافي لا سيما يوم الجمعة. Reading سورة الكافي constantly, especially every Friday. There are beautiful riwayat, reliable, that are spoken about the importance, the virtue, the reward-seeking nature of reading Surah Al-Kahf. In fact, in one riwayah, if anybody memorizes the first 10 verses of Surah Al-Kahf, when the death emerges, is going to be certainly shielded. Yes. So what about reading every five Surah Al-Kahf? In particular, and Quran as a whole. Last line quickly, number what? Number seven, if'amul masakin, feeding the needy. And the poor, let's be considerate. Let's be people with compassion, should be compassionate and merciful, especially in this holy month of Ramadan. Last line number eight, keeping away from acts of disobedience to Allah, al-ma'asi. Don't say, oh, this is a minor sin, mark you. The one you have sinned against is not minor. All right, keeping away from amal al-ma'asi. And in doing this, you ask Allah to uphold you. Because we can't do it without Allah's assistance and protection. Last line, number what? Number nine, be a perpetual knowledge seeker. Perpetual, endless, ceaseless knowledge seeker. And when we say knowledge, we mean knowledge. كُلُّ الْعُلُومِ سِوَ الْقُرْآنِ مُسْرِيَةٍ إِلَّا الْحَدِيثَ وَإِلَّا الْفِقْهِ فِي الدِّينِ العلم ما كان فيه قال حدثنا وما سوى ذاك لقوة الشياطين. Knowledge, first and foremost, قال الله, Quran, قال الرسول, and it will come second. Last line, sorry, number what? Number 10, العمل, practice. Knowledge is nothing if it is bereft, if it is without practicalization of the land. You have learned it, translate it to practical reality. You have to walk. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا Allah keeps on talking about amilu, 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 amilu. Even the al-jannah, Allah says, فَنِئِمَ أَجْرُ الْآمِلِينَ. Oh, how beautiful is the role of the worker. So you have to work. Last line, number 11, إِحْبَانُ ظَنِّ بِاللَّهِ. You maintain good thoughts concerning Allah. What does it mean? Constantly feel that Allah will forgive you. Constantly you should have all the feelings that, look, this train is going to be for the better of the Muslim Ummah. So be optimistic. Don't be pessimistic. After that, in the Muslim Allah, a Muslim is never desperate, no matter what. As long as you mention the Iman, you'll be okay.